Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning. 805-239-9355. 805-239-9355.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero Chamber of Commerce accepting nominations for dinner and gala. 33-year-old woman seriously injured from a vehicle incident in Paso Robles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Yesterday evening, a 33-year-old woman in Paso Robles was hit by a vehicle on Spring Street. The incident took place at about 5 p.m. near 33rd Street. The driver of the vehicle, a blue Dodge Charger, remained on the scene to cooperate with the investigation. A release by the police department says the woman was transported to a local hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Drugs or alcohol are not a factor in this collision, police say. This is an ongoing investigation. Anyone with information regarding this incident is encouraged to contact the Paso Robles Police Department. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for its upcoming annual awards dinner. Nominations are for Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Community Organization of the Year, and North County Latinos in Business of the Year. The winners will be recognized at the 102nd Awards Dinner and Gala in April. This year's theme is Spring Masquerade, Uncovering Business Success. Guests are encouraged to embrace the evening's theme and don masquerade masks to represent the concealed journey of business triumph. The due date for award nominations is January 27th. You can visit atascaderochamber.org to nominate a business or individual. Atascadero presenting the 20th annual Parent Child Sweetheart Dances. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The City of Atascadero and Pavilion on the Lake will be presenting the 20th annual Father-Daughter and Mother-Son Sweetheart Dances. This year's theme is Love You to the Moon and Back. Enjoy a fantastic semi-formal evening with music from DJ Manny Medina, snacks, door prizes, and an on-site photographer to make the memories last forever. Tickets are available in advance only at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way in Atascadero. Tickets are $37 per couple for Atascadero residents and $43 for non-residents. The mother-son dance will take place on Friday, January 31st, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. The father-daughter dance will be on the following weekend, February 7th and 8th. A reminder that there is no Paso Robles City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will take place as one joint meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for this meeting. There is a scheduled special meeting for the City Council this afternoon at 4 p.m. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Council will report on any reportable actions following closed session. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held tonight. This meeting, the board will appoint members of the public who apply to serve on internal standing committees, as well as appoint board members to internal and external committees and organizations. The board will also conduct the second part of its 2020 to 2023 strategic plan review. Templeton CSD meetings start at 7 p.m. in the board meeting room, 206 5th Street. You can attend in person or watch online. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting this morning at 9 a.m. and contains only one consent agenda item. The board will reorganize its members and elect the chairperson and vice chairperson for the 2025 term. The Board of Supervisors adopted a rotational nomination for the chair and vice chairperson positions since 2019. This year, former Vice Chair Don Ortiz-Legg will be nominated as chairperson, and District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding will be nominated as vice chair. In sports for the NFL, the wildcard round starts this Saturday. The Chargers will face the Texans, and the Steelers will go against the Ravens. KPRL will have the Chargers and Texans game at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday the 12th, we'll have the Broncos versus the Bills at 9:30 a.m., then the Packers versus the Eagles at 1:30 p.m., then the Commanders against the Buccaneers at 5 p.m. In the NBA, the Kings defeated Miami 123-118. The Timberwolves over the Clippers 108-106. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Mavericks, and the Warriors will go against Miami Heat. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Customer after customer has great things to say about the work performed by Davis Body Shop. So we ask Barbara H., after your accident, were you satisfied with the workmanship of Davis Body Shop?
So we had an excellent experience at Davis Body Shop. The staff is very professional and took us through all the paperwork with both our insurance and the other party's insurance. They kept us updated with the progress, with email and phone, and came in on time and under the estimate. The repair job was excellent, and they detailed our car so that it looked like new when we picked it up. They even scheduled our rental car with Enterprise and walked us over to get it next door at the Atascadero location. Top-notch service.
Trusted by more North County residents than any other body shop. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. The county's most experienced, locally owned body shop. See them for a free, no-obligation estimate.
California headline news. A doctor found dead in her burned out home in San Marino, her husband meeting rescue crews when they arrived.
When officers arrived on scene, yes, the man described as to be the husband that lived at the location was the one that contacted officers.
Steve DeJong saying Dr. Irene Gonzalo's family is cooperating. They're trying to determine if the fire that killed her was started accidentally or foul play was involved. The mother of an 11-year-old boy who died in Sutter County has been arrested in connection with his death.
We're certainly saddened. An incident like this doesn't happen frequently, nor should it happen at all, quite frankly. It's just tragic that it did.
Sheriff Brandon Barnes says the child was apparently smothered with a pillow. 44-year-old Megan Dixon is apparently being held on $1 million bail. President Biden arrived in Los Angeles Monday night. Today he travels to Coachella Valley to sign a proclamation establishing a Chuckwalla National Monument. Gas prices in the state holding steady, average of $3.83 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Consumers may have noticed a recent trend in food and beverage products labeled probiotic or prebiotic. The products often say they support a healthy gut or boost your immune system by providing good microbes that are often missing from people's diets. But how can consumers know if these products are really good for them? In a new episode of the University of California Davis podcast, Unfold took a closer look at the proliferation of probiotics, interviewed and Marco Rio, a microbiologist and professor in the Department of Food and Science Technology at UC Davis. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways south of North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows right around 32, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is clearing up to sunny skies starting on Thursday and lasting all the way to Tuesday next week. Upper 60s on Thursday, low 70s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday, 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. NVIDIA shares opened 2% higher to a fresh high after closing at a record on Monday. NVIDIA's revealed a partnership with Toyota and Uber and will make a PC for programmers. Getty Images and Shutterstock are merging. Getty shares opened up 35%, but the stock's still under $4 a share. Phillips 66 is buying Epic NGL. Phillips shares are higher. Stryker is buying medical technology company Inari Medical, the deal valued at $4.9 billion. Inari shares up 21%. Moderna shares opened up 4%. Moderna is developing an mRNA vaccine to protect humans from the bird flu virus. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Hi, this is Marianne Tardif, and I'm just like you.
concerned about the dangers of using the internet. Are you thinking about online estate planning? It seems easy. Just fill out some forms, click submit, and you're done. But here's what those websites don't tell you. If your documents aren't done correctly, there's no recourse and no one to help you fix it. And all your personal and financial information is exposed. An online legal assistant doesn't know you, your family, or your unique situation. They're not there to follow up, and they certainly won't be around when your family needs help the most. It's a one-and-done transaction, leaving your loved ones to deal with the fallout if anything goes wrong. I'm Marianne Tardif. Give me a call at 805-451-6683 or matesq@me.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Ha. Ha. I hear something saying, ha. 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 Ha.
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Back to what matters. Barry's back this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. In the 12:30 time slot, I'll have Gary Whiting and Rebecca Lundy. They are fitness trainers talking about the benefits of high-intensity resistance training and why it works. And also, they got a complimentary fitness seminar coming up. So you'll find out about that. Then Nate Santos, Ranchos Los Santos, home of the famous dancing horses, and also the path to becoming a skilled tradesman. So there you go. Let's go directly to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to call. Yesterday you were talking about something about, or the day before, about getting shame, putting shame on your family, and about, you know, what happens. And my wife and I have gone to Japan a couple of times, and we went through what's called the Shinju train station, and a million people a day go through there. And according to the people there, you can put a bag down on a bench and come back in 3 hours, it'll still be sitting there. They have no graffiti, no nothing. All those people going through there. And this man I was talking to, who knows a lot more about Japanese culture than I do, was telling me that if someone in anybody's family commits a crime, the rest of the community shuns them and won't do business with them. And I'm going to give an example. If you and I lived in Japan, if somebody in the Will family committed a crime, the rest of the community would shun your family. Your business, they wouldn't put advertising on your radio station, and they wouldn't listen to you, and your wife goes to the store, nobody talked to her. You'd almost have to move out of the community. They don't have graffiti, and they have very little crime. And it's only because the culture does that. The culture there, you don't commit a crime, you don't put shame on your family. Now, when I lived in Oklahoma, it was pretty similar. My parents would, you know, they didn't want me putting shame on our family. And I think that is a very effective way to get rid of crime.
You know,
the idea.
I know this isn't true completely, but I think in general, there was a time in America we were somewhat like that.
Yeah.
Where, you do bad things and you're shamed. Now, of course, in this country, you know, we're known as you know, giving a second chance. But I think it has to, that may depend on what your first chance was that you screwed up. How bad, you know, what did you do? You know, an 8-year-old throwing a rock at a train or a bus, that's probably forgivable.
Yeah, but how do you get rid of the shame on the family? And how do you stop other people from shunning them?
Well, you put them through DEI programs, and you force them to do so.
Yeah, right. Sure. Well, I was a teacher for a long time, and at least where I was, when a kid would get in trouble, instead of putting shame on the family, the parents would attack the teacher or the principal for hassling their kid. They would come to the defense of the kid, and it led to a lot of bad stuff. They didn't look at it as shame on their family. They looked at incompetent teachers or incompetent administrators.
Well, I think that's a big difference in American society now compared to, say, maybe even 30 years ago, where,
right,
you know, in most cases, and again, I'm not saying every teacher did everything right, but for the most part, the parent was going to back the teacher.
Yep. Well, I had a rule. I raised 4 kids here in Atascadero, and I had a rule that I told them. I said, if you get in trouble at school, you're going to get in more trouble when you get home. And I don't even care if you didn't do what you're accused of. You were in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people, and you've got to be smart enough to know when, where to be, and who to hang out with. And they learned that. And as a teacher, I knew I couldn't do anything for kids, you know, to punish kids for anything. But as a parent, I had tremendous power. I told them, if you get in trouble, no dinner. No TV, you know, you're going to bed at 7, you know, or except like I have all kinds of power.
Well,
as a parent.
You and my dad would have gotten along very well because it was exactly the same way, the same way. But I have a question though, when you're mentioning that you could not discipline the students. How long ago was that? Because every teacher that when I was going to school and did something stupid in the classroom, they were allowed to discipline me.
No, you can't do anything now. The state legislature has stepped in. You can't stand them in the corner. You can't kick them out of the class. They do whatever they do. And you as a teacher, you can't touch them. Even if you speak to them sternly, you may get in trouble for that. And so, there's nothing. The state legislature's come in and stepped in and said, no, they have to be in class and you have to deal with it and there's nothing you can do.
Okay. No. All right. So, I go to this a lot because I think it's valid. So the state legislature says that. Now, the state, that's going to be, I'm guessing, a Democratic state legislature that they've done
that. That's right.
Who are supported in masses by the teachers' union. Why would the teachers want to work in an environment like that?
Well, because you don't have to do anything. You can't teach, so you just sit there. It's not a tough job.
I hadn't thought about it from that angle. Well, I don't need to do anything.
You sit there or walk around or, you know, whatever, read a book. I have a story I learned from a lady. I was at a wedding reception, and this lady, she was about 23, and she'd gotten a job as a fourth-grade teacher in Watts, or South Central LA, somewhere. And it was her first year. It was the end of her first year and her last year. But anyway, she was telling about her experience. Now, the one problem she had was she was the wrong skin color, if you get what I mean.
Yep.
But anyway, first day of class, they had bells there when class was supposed to start. Well, before class, before the bell rings, the kids were just walking around, talking, and, you know, enjoying themselves. The bell rings, and nobody pays any attention to it. So she says, okay, class, time to sit down. It's starting to start the lessons. They don't pay any attention to her. She's just noise up in the front. So finally, after a few minutes of that, she decides to pick on this one little girl, And she tells the little girl, okay, whatever your name is, just sit down and be quiet. And the girl says, you can't talk to me like that. And the little girl walks out of the room. 20 minutes later, the principal comes in, and he calls the teacher out of the room. And he tells the teacher, you know, you have to be nice to these kids. And you can't speak to them sternly. And so anyway, what she did was the whole rest of the year, she sat at her desk. The kids just walked around, did whatever they wanted. She read books and did crossword puzzles and that sort of thing. And no back to school. Kid, parents didn't show up. Open house. Parents didn't show up. No complaints from any parents at all. Nothing. And next year, the kids all graduate, you know, went to the next grade level, and she quit in frustration.
Did she quit?
That's the way it is.
Did she quit the profession or just that school?
I don't know. She just told me she quit the school. I don't know if she quit the profession or not, because that's the only time I talked to her. But anyway, she quit in frustration. But a lot of teachers said, you know, maybe this isn't a bad gig. Yeah.
Well, the you know I've asked the question. You know, when we see, particularly here in the North County in Paso Robles High School, what the grades and the failure rate is, okay, so how did we get to this point in education? And I'm not going to, I don't think we can blame everything on the COVID. But so.
Oh, no, I was out before COVID. You know, not, all this happened long before COVID.
So how did we get to this point? And I guess the better question is, why did we let it get to this point? Because we saw it coming.
Well, one of the things that happened is that a factor is called grade inflation. And what it is and this goes back to parents. If you give kids A, you'll get teacher of the A's to everybody. You'll get teacher of the year, and you'll be loved by everyone. But if kids fail your class, you're going to get nothing but grief from from the parents. And the kids, because you're too hard, you're mean. And so it's just easier to give high grades. And so by giving high grades, you don't have to require them to work very hard. And the kids don't have to work hard to get an A. And so that's not all of it, but that's part of it. And the other is stuff we started talking about at first. When the parents started, instead of going after their own kid when he got in trouble, go after the teachers. That's another factor that made it so you can't, if you can't do anything to the kids, they do whatever they want to do, and they like the teachers that let them do whatever they want to do. And so education goes down the toilet.
I've been told this by several teachers over the years, that administrators came to them and told them to pass the kid.
Well, that takes the heat off the administrator, too. Everybody gets A's, you know, the participation award type thinking.
And it makes the school's graduation rate look better, too.
Absolutely. Yep. And makes the principal look good. Boy, almost everybody passed with high grades, and everybody went to college. And I understand now that grade inflation has hit the colleges. That's the factors that I see that caused the situation.
Wow, that's terrible. Yeah. Well, sir, thank you so much for your call and the information.
Sure, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I think it started in about 1969. I had gone to parochial school, and then I went to the public high school. And they, instead of the PTA, then they became the PTSA, Student Association. And the students started running it, and the parents would listen to them. And then that same year, they got rid of dress code in the public school. And that's where I see everything just went downhill.
So, well, from the dress code, or because the dress code just led to one thing after another?
Well, the PTSA allowing the students to come in and kind of dictate what went on, and then the dress code. With that, they got rid of the dress code. And that's where the lack of respect came in.
Okay, so the lack of respect The parents were okay with the dress code changing because the kids were crying that they didn't they didn't want a dress code anymore.
And that was the beginning of what we have now, where the parents let the kids dictate what goes on.
Well, I don't know about you, but I had a dress code not only in school, but also based on what my parents would buy me.
Well, you would think that, yes.
Not because I wanted something. I was never allowed to wear bell bottoms because my dad thought it was hippie crap and he wasn't going to have his son wearing bell bottoms, and I never did.
That's pretty funny. Well, okay, so it does begin at home.
Right.
And there may not have been a dress code, but the parents could have said, all right, you know what, you're a girl, you don't have to wear a dress, but you're not wearing something that shows your midriff, or you're not wearing shorts that are too short. But you know what, a lot of kids were coming to school, they went out of the house and nobody saw what they were doing, or they saw what they were doing and they changed when they got to school. I don't know. But that's where I see the demise of the school system beginning. Back then, seventh grade, Corpus Christi, brand new teacher at school, Mr. Moran. And first day of school, we're all, you know, crazy, jumping off the walls and everything. He says, all right, class, sit down. Everybody sits down, and one kid in the front row, Chris Irwin, he was turning around, he was still talking to somebody. Mr. Moran walked up to him, got his attention, and slapped him across the face. Do you think he had a problem with us the rest of that year?
No, sir. No, ma'am.
He was the best teacher I had ever had. Instead of spelling on Fridays, we were on the floor playing Scrabble. He was a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
We need them back.
Well, we do, but, you know, when people that are thinking about becoming a teacher see what's going on in many of the schools across the country, I'm guessing that they're thinking twice because we have many school districts across the country that have teacher shortages because they don't want to deal with the crap that they're reading or hearing about.
Well, somebody better wake up and start changing that.
Well, they are. In New Jersey, for example, they're saying that teachers don't have to take a test in math, reading, and something else to be able to teach. So they're lowering the standards.
Well, that's not what I meant.
I know that, but that seems to be the solution these days instead of saying, okay, what is the real problem here? What are we doing wrong that people don't want to be?
Well, that's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%.
And maybe we'll start seeing some changes after the 20th.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Every time I hear about the dress codes in schools, my mind goes back to Stephanie Modiano. Fourth grade, mini skirt. Hoo-wah. She got called out of class. Mini skirt. Reminds me of Harper Valley PTA type of thing. She never wore it again. We missed that. So, anyway, wonder whatever happened to her. Let's see here. This is under stupidity. Here we go. And, you know, last hour I told you about Massachusetts, the trivia question, supposedly the smartest people on the face of the, at least in the United States. Meanwhile, they're in the hole with money, as a couple of other lib states, too. So a blue state governor who has pledged to fight the Trump administration's deportation efforts, she got a little bit angry yesterday. Well, she got a little bit angry because a migrant was caught with nearly $1 million worth of drugs and an AR-15 at a hotel that is being used as a shelter in her state. And she says it's outrageous that this individual took advantage of our shelter system to engage in criminal activity. It's as if she should be shocked about this. This is stupid. Anyway, again, this was in, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. All right, folks, we're going to head this way and exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting this morning at 9. The meeting contains only one consent agenda item. The board will elect the chairperson and vice chairperson for 2025. This year, District 3 Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg will be nominated as chairperson, and District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding will be nominated as vice chair. A reminder that there is no Passerable City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will be joined into one meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for this meeting. There's a scheduled special meeting for the Passerable City Council this afternoon at 4. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Getting out of Gitmo. The U.S. frees the 11 more terror prisoners from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to Oman. And another parting move from President Biden to give the Yemeni men a new life. They were linked to Al-Qaeda, but never charged with war crimes. Just 15 prisoners remain. The Wall Street Journal reports the Biden team is talking with the Taliban about swapping an Osama bin Laden associate for three Americans held in Afghanistan. With the current terror and ISIS resurgence and the attack in New Orleans, incoming Trump National Security Advisor Michael Waltz tells Fox,
"This is exactly why we have to get President Trump's nominees in office now."
One of the first up for confirmation next week, Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary. President Biden with more parting gifts, designating two national monuments in California to forever ban drilling and mining. America's listening to Fox News.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero, between Curberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, turning out mostly sunny today with a couple of high clouds. Actually, it looks kind of nice. Mid-60s, clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows right around 30, then a few clouds early. Otherwise, sunny on your Wednesday with highs expected in the mid-60s. And for you Thursday, we'll have sunshine, upper 60s, 70 on Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:06 p.m. We are at 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you, and you may have heard the song, I Could Have Danced All Night. Well, it's Ballroom Dance for Fun, City of Paso Robles, and it'll take place at Centennial Park tomorrow from 7 until 8. 7 until 8, and let's see here. Instructors Dan and Sharon Davis will help you begin the new year with a swing in your step, covering the basics with spins and turns and teaching practices, the swing and the foxtrot. Each month, the dynamic duo, I guess, introduces the new dance while practicing the skills learned in prior months. No experience is necessary, so go out there and, what do they say, not break a leg, what are they, that's show business, cut a rug, there you go cut a rug. All right, now this has been going on for a while, that the blood supply, not only here in the county but around the nation, has been down significantly the last several years. So something to think about for the new year's. Remember, giving blood saves many, many lives. And if you can help out or interested in any way possible, giving blood, volunteering, something along the lines like that. And by the way, Group O is the most commonly transfused blood type. So the need is great. This supply, it's emergency. Blood shortages have been going on for a while. So contact your San Luis Obispo County Red Cross. They would appreciate it very, very much. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. It's pretty darn simple. Bank on better. 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock, the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, just one block north of the park. Short list today on this Tuesday: William Wolfell, Ronnie Young Murphy, Laverne Buckman up there in San Miguel, Bob Lotta, hey Bob, Heather Hudson, and the folks that have they experienced some weather when they lived in Buffalo. John and Linda Tubb, happy anniversary. All right, on my right-hand side, you may have heard of some of these folks. As soon as I see them here. Millard Fillmore, Vice President. Why is the Vice President on the list? Next thing you know, they'll have Harris on it. Well, he was president when Zachary Taylor, guy from Kentucky, died. There we go. 1800 to 1874, Estee Lauder, the cosmetic mogul. 1908-2004, Butterfly McQueen, remember, from Gone with the Wind. 1911-1995, baseball, the Big Cat Hall of Famer, first baseman, Johnny Mize, 1913-1993, hit 51 homers 1 year. Vincent Gardini, you may remember him from Frank Lorenzo, from All in the Family. He was born in 1920, died in 1992. Baseball manager and not a bad player, rookie of the year way back when. Alvin Dark, 1922-2014. Also on our list, we have the actress. She's still with us, Terry Moore, 1929. The Jolly Green Giant, CMA Male Vocalist of the Year and Song of the Year. There Goes My Everything, way back when. Jack Green, 1930-2013. Lou Graham, golf champ. Paul Revere of Paul Revere and the Raiders, 1938-2014. They used to... He played a couple of times here as one of the freebies at the Mid-State Fair. Rookie of the Year for the Bums, and his name was Jim Lefevre. Jim was born in 1942. What could have been? What could have been? Tony Conigliaro, 1945-1990 from the Fortunes. Andy Brown, 1946. Kenny Loggins, 1948. Erin Gray, the actress, 1950. Katie Couric, 1957. Who else do we have? Not a bad pitcher. Jeff Montgomery, 1962. Speaking of Kentucky, Rand Paul, 1963. Nicolas Cage, 1964. Also on the list, we have Carolyn Bessette Kennedy. That's John Jr.'s wife. They were killed in that plane crash. She was born in 1966, went down in 1999. Eric Begram, not a bad running back, 1969. Todd Day, not a bad hoopster, 1970. Also, as we move along, it's a long list today. Bobby Engram, he was a pretty good receiver out of Penn State, 1973. Brian Milne, he was a linebacker from the Nittany Lions, 1973. Eric Gagne, former Bum pitcher, 1976. Alfonso Soriano, the New York Yankees world champion, 1976. Dustin Diamond, the actor, 1977. From the University of Louisville, basketball, and played in the NBA. Reese Gaines, 1981. Also, John Lester, he was a real good pitcher, 1984. Who else do we have? Oh, from the University of Louisville. I didn't know he was on this list today, so. Anyway, from the University of Louisville, Heisman Trophy winner, may win another MVP in the NFL this year, Lamar Jackson. Lamar was born in 1997. He is just fun to watch. Passing away on this day, leader of the Bums, Tommy Lasorda, 2021. Also, Hirohito, the Emperor of Japan. He died in 1989. The inventor of the frosted light bulb, Marvin Pipkin, 1977. Nikola Tesla, the Siberian inventor, worked with Mr. Edison. He died in 1943. Baby Ruth, Ruth Cleveland. She was the president's daughter. She died in 1904. Rod Taylor, not a bad actor, 2015. The man who dressed the Kang, Bill Ballew, he was a costume designer. He died in 2008. Avery Schreiber, he was pretty funny, Burns and Schreiber. He died in 2002. Trevor Howard, another actor, 1988, and that's it. Okay, when I say what could have been, Tony Conigliaro, during his rookie year in 1964, he batted .290 with 24 home runs, and he broke his arm. Then he came back, and in 65, he led the league in home runs. He became the youngest home run champion in the American League history. He was selected to the All-Star game in 1967. And at the age of 22, Tony Conigliaro, he had not only reached a career total of 100 home runs, but attained that milestone at the youngest age for anyone in American League history. The only other player to do that, to have more at that age, was Mel Ott, who ended up in the Hall of Fame. What could have been, because in that same year of 67, Jack Hamilton, he hit him, not on purpose, in the left cheekbone, and he sustained a fracture of his left cheekbone, dislocated jaw, and severe damage to his eye. And he was out for a year and a half. He did come back about a year and a half later, and he did a remarkable thing. He had 20 home runs and 82 RBIs, comeback player of the year. And then in 70, he reached a career-high number in home runs. But then his eyes started to come bother him and so forth, and he was basically done at an extremely young age. He was an idol. He was an idol because he was a Massachusetts kid. Big, nice-looking guy. They had songs about him on the jukeboxes in and around Boston, where, you know, Fenway Park and so forth. So, anyway, his career ended much too young. He ended up with, I say only, none of us hit it, 166 home runs. But his life was difficult after that. He was somewhat successful. He was a broadcaster for a while, had a restaurant, and did some other things. And also, he had a stroke at the age of 37. He was interviewing for a position, broadcasting, when he suffered, a heart attack. And then while being driven to the airport shortly thereafter, he suffered a stroke. His brother Billy was driving, lapsed in a coma, and died several years later. Tony Conigliaro.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for its upcoming annual awards dinner. Nominations are for Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Community Organization of the Year, and North County Latinos in Business of the Year. The due date for nominations is January 27th. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held tonight at 7 p.m. The board will appoint its members and applicants to its internal and external standing committees. Board meetings take place in the meeting room on 206 5th Street. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
His brother Billy also played in the major leagues, and his accident affected his brother a lot, and he was never the same either. But Tony Conigliaro was only 45 years old when he passed away in February of 1990. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.